Today's daf, Masechet Brachot, is the Samach Aleph brought to you not only Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, but in Toch Sukkot Inu. So we are up to the very top line at the two dafs. Yom Ravuna Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Meir, Le'olam Yodiv Arav Shel Adam Mu'atim, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shene'emar Al Tevahel Al Picha, V'Lipal Mimahir Lo Tzid Avar Lifnei Ha'elohim, Ki Elohim Bashamayim V'yata Al Haaretz, Akein Yiyu, Yivarech Ha'me'atim. Person should be careful not to just blabble on in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if he has things that he would like to discuss, this is not a Yoshka Pipik sitting next to you situation. You have to be Mesadu, your Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though it says, Harchev Picha Va'amaleo, obviously, you can be Mavakesh as much as you want, as Gemara says, with Yivrei Torah. But certainly the way one speaks, one doesn't speak just casually. As it says in the Pasuk, don't be so fast to say things in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every word means something. And perhaps there are nuances of words that you haven't thought about. And so it would be best to think about what you're saying carefully. As they say in English, be careful what you wish for. Dorash Reb Nachman Baruch Chista Maidichtiv Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Et HaAdam. Why are there two yudim in the word Yitzer? Shnei Yitzerim Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echad Yitzer Tov, Echad Yitzer Ra. This is Raya, that Adam was created with dual Yitzarim. Matki Florim Nachor by Yitzar, you're saying that this is Miyuchad, I mean, we only find this by Adam, to Briat Adam, and that would be now what? By Behema. Yolokhtiv by Vayitzar, Letla Yitzar. You're telling me that there is no just built-in desire to damage in a Behema. V'okochazino, we see that they go crazy. The Maska, V'nashka, Ubata, they just go out to cause hezek sometimes. Bite, kick. So why isn't that an effect of exactly the same thing that we experience as Yetzirah, as humans? So it must be that it means something else. Elakar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Yomer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, it means a loshon of vay and tsar. That's the pshat vay yitzar, is that an individual feels torn between oily mi yotzri va oily mi yitzri. No matter what I do, I'm always torn. I'm never able to really find myself a place in life. Either I'm feeling guilty about not having done enough mitzvahs or not being Isaac Patera, or I feel like I'm missing out on some fun or some food or some sleep. And this is memela, a completely different meaning to vayitzer. It's the vay that we're darshan. Or it could mean that indeed our two yitzirot, but not in terms of yitzirot and yitzirah, but rather the Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar do parts of him, Barak, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was originally created with two completely different sides. So he had a face on either side, and one was the side of Adam, and the other one was the side of Chava. And that's vayitzer. Shnemar ochor v'kedem sartani, you created me from front and back. So then this, of course, would have implications for how we would read the pasuk of the Briat Isha, which is why we immediately go to Vayiven Hashem Elohim et Tzela. So Tzela is definitely a lushan of side. Al Tzela HaMishkan. So it means there's something there, one side that needed to be built. So, okay, I understand the lushan of Binyan. We have a machloket between Rav and Shmuel, Chadamer Partsuf, Chadamer Zanav. So one says it's Partsuf in the sense of a body, a shape. And that's the Vayitzer of Isha. And the other says that it's actually simply taking what was initially a tail in Adam and building that up into a new identity. So Bisham Alaman Yomar Partsuf, Ani Dekhtiva Chorva Kedim Tzertani. If we understand that Adam HaRishon was initially two completely different sides, male and female, so then that's partsuf. Partsuf doesn't mean just the face. Partsuf is a lashon, as the Erech explains. It's a lashon of when we talk about partsufim in Kabbalah, it doesn't mean faces. It means an entire gestalt. So it's an entire goof, has this partsuf to it. And I would explain the lashon of partsuf, because it was there, l'chatchila, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to complete it. The l'mandim is zanav. There's no akor v'kedem. And it's not even a harvikedem. It's just a completely new opinion that you're simply utilizing a piece of bone for. So what would be the meaning then? What it means is ochor lamaasev reishit v'kedem lepuranut. Adam Arishim was built the last thing of maasev reishit. All of the various life forms came before him. And yet, when it came to puranut, Adam was destroyed first. Wait a minute. How is that? Bishlam ochor lamaasev reishit, yes. That he, Adam, was only created on Malei Shabbat. We have to wait until Erev Shabbat. But when you say, Kedem le Puranut, where was Adam the first in the line of Puranut? Puranut Demai. But I'm assuming that you're talking about the Puranut that are mentioned in the creation story. And that would be the Puranut of the Akil of the Eitz Hadaat and the Puranut of the Nachash. But that's not true. But Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Bigidula Matchilin Min HaGadol, Ubikilala Matchilin Min HaKatan. Let me show you that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving out Gidula, so then we always start with the greatest. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving out Kilalot, we start from the smallest. Bigidula Matchilin Min HaGadol Dichti. וידבר משה אל אהרון ואל אלעזר ואל איתמר בניו הנותרים, קחו את המנחה. So at this point, we are offering an aveda l'mokai. So who comes first? Moshe, and then only at the end, אלעזר ואיתמר. בקללה מתחילים מן הקטן, because if you take a look in Gan Eden, the opening of the קללה was to the נחש. And then, after the נחש, לבסוף נתקללה חווה. And then, only at the very end, לבסוף נתקלל אדם. So it's not true then. To say, Okor v'kedem it's kedem l'puranut, it can't be to the klalot. You're right. It's a reference to the element of Briyat Adam, which was the puranut de Mabul, because in the Mabul, Adam was related to, not as an Adam. He was related to as basar, as a part of the earth, a parasite on the surface of a planet that's going to be vayima et kol ha-yikum asher apnei ha-adamah. So they're talking about that yikum apnei ha-adamah. There it mentions me Adam first, Abeimas, Bresha Adam, Mihad Abeimas. So that means, in terms of the Bria, so I was the last thing of Masa Breshit, and the first thing to be turned back into its element, so to speak, of Masa Breshit, as Rashi brings there in the story of the Mab. Says Gemara Bishlam Alaman Yomar Fatsu. Haino Dechti Vayitzer Bishnei Yud. And we've explained the two Yuds, if there were two different elements in the Yitzira, male and female. Alaman Yomar Zanav, where was there an expression? In the initial act of Yetzirah, of male and female. Get Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Yomer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, we said before, Vay Yetzirah is not two elements of Yetzirah, it's Vay and Sar. So it's the Oile Miyotzriyon and Mitzri. Okay, and Bishlam al-Mandim of Parzuf, that would explain why it says in the initial story of creation, Zachar v'nikeva bar'am, because indeed there was the male side and the female side. But according to the Mandim Yomer Zanav, where was there a Zachar v'nikeva bar'am? Rabbi Abo, Rami, he points out a contradiction in the Psukim. On the one hand, it says, Zachar v'nekeva bara'am, which is mashmat, the initial bria of Adam, as an entity, is male and female. And yet, we see that instead, the Pasuk refers to the creation as Bitzelem Elohim asa et ha'adam, which is mashmat, is only one. Which way was it? Okay, Tzad. Bitchila ala b'makshav alivrot shnayim. Basically, you'll note that the entire Maaseh Bereshit is formed in a very multi-level fashion. So we have, for instance, we have the Bereshit Bara Elohim that B'tchila Labo Machshava L'Shot Elohim Minat Adin. In reality, the manifestation of the Bria, we don't see that. We see a Bria that is created with Hashem Elohim, as the Pasuk says later. But here too, the initial conceptualization of Adam includes Zachar v'Nikeva. The question is the process that brings that into being. That's something else. So in terms of the actuality of the first act of Bereshit, Lo nivra ela echad. So, Bishlam al Mandi Omer Partzuf, if you're telling me that a Kodesh Baruch Hu separated, basically, it would be like separating co-joint twins. I mean, that's a heck of an operation. In which case, it says, Vayizkor basar tachten, I mean, you have to regenerate the skin. I mean, it's a major operation over there, which a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, you know, suturing things up and so on. It sounds like a big deal. But, I mean, just, you know, a tail. You know, I mean, anybody could do that, just cut off a tail. I mean, where's the Vayizkor basar tachten? So, why does it say Vayizkor basar tachten? You don't think you need a couple of stitches in the place where you cut it off? I mean, that place itself requires basar tachten. If you tell me that we start with a simple vertebrae, okay, so I didn't think vayiven, so you need to build that. And that's, you know, a process of generation of a whole body out of one vertebrae. But Lamanya or Pratsuf, where is the binyan? It's already there. All you're doing is separating the twins, so to speak. Look at Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, the daughter of Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. May dechti vayiven Hashem et atzela. Vayiven means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did up Chava's hair. That's what it means. Made her look pretty so that he gave her a permanent. It wasn't a total permanent. I would have really wrecked it, but, you know, a temporary permanent, what the women call it permanent, you know. So she called Aha Kadosh Baruch Hu Chava, Veviyala Adam. I mean, listen, that's, you know, it's a major thing. I mean, you're bringing a guy, this woman, you're claiming it's she's a good woman for you and everything. At least make her look pretty. You know, Zekadosh Baruch Hu made her look pretty for you.
I'm
What do you think this is, Gilbert and Sullivan?
Yeah, exactly.
May I ask you, are you generally considered beautiful?
Oh, of course.
How do we know that that's the lashon of binyan, is to be a hairdresser? Shekein b'karche hayam korin kliyata binyata. Because indeed, and by the way, that's a shalom lach l'maisa, right? There's a problem of binyan on Sarat, on Shabbos, to be Isaac in making a permanence. It's a binyan. So they actually call it in karche hayam. They call it binyan. Dabar achar vayiven. Vayiven means omar ruchis v'amena v'matzita tana. Some say it's a bright, amalamit shibina'ah, kadosh barukul chava, ki binyan otzar. That a woman is formed in such a way as to be able to maintain weight of pregnancy so that her center of gravity is not completely off balance, which gives you go flying all over the place. And that's like an otzar. An otzar is katzar milamala, berachav milamata, kidei lekabel et haperot, so that it should be able to maintain the perot within it. Af ishak, tzara milamala, berachav milamata. So the womb is broad on the bottom, a woman has wide hips in order to maintain pregnancy. Kidei lekabel et haplan. What does this mean? He brought her to the Adam. What sense? Brought her to the Adam? Amr b'yirmiya ben alazah. Yes, yes, that's exactly what it means. Shenaaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu shushpin l'adam rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the best man. So, you know, he had to make everything work, and it should be a nice wedding, and, you know, and Adam should feel that she's really done up correctly, and so on. It's not enough just to do a permanent. I mean, you gotta make it, you know, some rhymes, some songs, some dancing, some juggling. I mean, it's all a big deal. From where we learn, that great people should not be embarrassed to go, you know, make a fool of yourself a little bit at a wedding, do some dancing, like, you know, look silly, do some juggling. It's fine. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it, it's not so bad, you know. So she achzor gadoli makatan b'shush b'nuyut v'ayiralo. Okay, what about the Kohen Gadol Yomar, that there were two sides? I mean, did they fight about who walks first, or was there a hanaga? Which side walked first? Did the male side go first, or the female side go first? Did it already start back then?
The female side asked for directions. The male side did go.
Maybe that's how they split. Omar, I'm not going to use it. Well, it makes more sense that the male would walk first, right? Because, I mean, after all, the Braita says, Lo yalecha adam acharei isha baderach, afilo ishto. A man should never walk behind a woman on the road. So if the woman side was walking first, then that would mean that the male side was always following a woman on the road. And that would be not derech eretz. So from here, since it says in the Braita, afilo ishto, so that means obviously we are not dealing with the problems of pritzut and so on, in essence. We're dealing with something that is fundamental in terms of relationship, and that didn't change in terms of Adam and Chava, that doesn't change in the relationship of male to female. So that means that a male element is, and of course that's the remez in the shape of a male, that's the simen of a male, is that it's basically the arrow that goes forward. So that the male element goes first. And that is followed by, and that's why it's afilo ishto. Obviously, once already after the chet and so on, where we have sexual issues, and we don't want to walk behind for other reasons, not to be ba'orer, hirurim raim, that's something else, but it's also true. But here it means, in essence, afilo ishto. In practical terms, it's dam la gesher. What if you're on an escalator, you know? But you start kind of let stadim, jump up on the side, you know? And lemaisa, kol over achrei isha b'nahar, somebody who bedavka walks in this way. First of all, there's some who have a girsa, eino nitzal midina shel geinom. So some have the girsa of eino nitzal midina shel geinom, because, and as Tosfos points out, it doesn't mean one time a person, eino chelek olam haba. Someone who is rogil to do this ends up lemaisa being mizana, and loses, in the end, he loses all mitzias. Don't rub on it. Amratzema ot lisham yado liyada kedei listakel ba. Afilo yesh biyado torah ma'asim tovim kmo she rabbeinu, lo yinak kemidina shel geinom. A person hands money to a woman, but Dafke counts out the money so that he should keep looking at her, you know? That it doesn't matter what kind of madrigas he has in terms of Torah, by some type of him, he's going to have to see Ganon. Shinama Yad la Yad, lo yinake ra, lo yinake mi midina shel geinom. You pull from one hand to another. Omrim Nachman, Manoach must have been an Amoritz. Because it says, Vayelach Manoach, achrei ishto. How did he walk behind his wife when they went to see the Malach? Doesn't he know this simple din? This is Braita. I understand. And when it says by Elkanah, Vayelach Elkanah, achrei ishto, you think Elkanah was also an Amoritz? Except the problem is that since there's no such pasuk anywhere in Tanakh or anything even similar, maybe the one who thought this up was an Amoraz. I don't know. So, Tosfos says this is a little bit of a problem. Better not be Gerizim. And what about by Elisha? And it says, Vayokum, Vayelech Achareah. What do you think that means? It means Achareah Mamash. It means Acharei Dvoreah. Achareah Tzata. It means following her advice. Achinam Achareh Dvoreah Vachareah Tzata. Omer Vashi. Namayda Kom Reb Nachman Manoch Amoretz. I mean, if Reb Nachman held that Manoach was like out of it, so then Avila Bei Rav Nami Lokar, he obviously never even went to school. Forget about being an Amoretz. I mean, can't somebody read a simple pasuk that you read in first grade? It says Vatokom Rivka Ven Aroteah V'Tirkav Na'al Agimalim V'Telach Na'Acharei Ha'Ish. Why does it have to say Acharei Ha'Ish? Any child can read that. Must be Acharei Ha'Ish V'Lo Lifnei Ha'Ish. I mean, what, that didn't register. Omer Yochanan, look, if you got a choice in who to follow, I would say follow a lion, don't follow the woman. Okay. And Acharei Isha, but if you've got a choice between an Isha and an Ovid Kechovim, follow the Isha. And better follow even the Ovid Kechovim, but don't take a path that takes you behind the Beit HaKnesset, past the doors. Bisha'asha Tzibur Mit Palalim, and it looks like you don't have any interest in coming into Davin. But that's only Lo Hamad Lo Dari Midi. It's only if you're not carrying anything and obviously busy doing your job. Idari Midi Let Tanba, we don't care if it's clear that that's the reason you're not coming in. Or for that matter, Lo Hamad Lo Dari Midi Let Tanba, there's not another door. I mean, Ika Pit Kachrina, nobody's going to think you're not coming in this door and no door, they're coming in the other door. Lo Hamad Lo Manach Tefillin, furthermore, even there is no other door. If you're wearing Tefillin, well, somebody's going to say he's wearing Tefillin, but he hasn't got the show. If he's Manach Tefillin, Let Tanba. Omar Rav, Yetzer Harad Omel Zvuv. Yetzer is like a Zvuv. You know, a Zvuv. First of all, you don't get rid of a Zvuv. You know, you give him a little brush away, believe me, he'll be back very, very quickly. You run away somewhere else, he's following you. There's a little place on your body that's open, you know, spot of blood, spot of dirt, sore. He'll find it. And therefore, the Yetzer is exactly as good. Believe me, it doesn't give him very easily. That's the best thing, is not to be smart.
No,
just be persistent. You know, that's good for a Yetzer, you know.
Yeah.
Yetzer doesn't have to be smart, he has to be persistent. So the Mela, that's the best dimion for the Yetzer. And he sits there, Ben Shnei Miftachayal, don't think that he sits there only for bad things. No, he's right there in the middle. Because very often, as the Chafetz Chaim builds on this Gemara, very often it's a good idea to push you to be frum, to do mitzvahs, and so on, and that way it'll make you totally crazy. So therefore, that's the milfanenu miacharenu. The Yetzer is in both places. Don't think that because it sounds religious, it's not the Yetzer. See, is there ben shnei miftachayalev? Shnei ma zvuvei mavet yav ish. They rot things up. Yabi Hashem and Rokeach, the finest oils, end up just bubbling from filth. Shem v'shmur lomar kemin chita gudome. Shnei ma lepetach chatat rovei. There was chita, we said before, is the Yetzer Hadaat. One is referring to the intellectual element of the Yetzer, searching for minus and kovet and so on. And the other is the finding your vulnerabilities in terms of your desires. Turn around. The basic thing, a person feels a feeling in his guts. We actually say this, I feel this in my guts. And it's as if the eta is coming out of your kidneys. Your sense of understanding, a intuitive understanding and responsiveness, that is shown in your heart. You can tell in your heart how you're feeling about something. So the lev is maybe, the lashon is mechatech to say something, but you need the pet to actually form the words. Pegomer. The veshet is machnis, umotzi komine ma'achal. It usually eats. Of course, in ruminants, it actually brings up food. In humans that are having problems with their rotten food, it brings up food too. Kone motzi kol, the windpipe, gives you a voice. The rea shevet kol minei mashkin, you find all types of liquids and mucus inside of the lungs. The kaved is koes, mara zoreket votipa, uminichato. And a little bit of mara from a drop of mara will cool you down. The tchol is sochek, rashulan sochek means to laugh. So the tchol is sochek, there's a whole Sefer called Refua in the Talmud that discusses these things. Also the Sichas Chulin deals with it. In fact, the Mesechas Chulin, we discussed it at length. So the Tchol Sochek means because of the effect that it has on the dam, instead of your feeling always heavy and And nobody really knows what that effect is. But anyway, but the Gemara says that the effect on the dam would be such that it lightens you. And so Mamela, you can laugh.
A belly
laugh. Yeah, that type of thing. Others read it shochek. That would be sort of like a... Huh? No, shochek would mean that it contributes to your digestion. Kurkavan tochein, keva yishena. You fill your tummy, go right to sleep. Your nose, that keeps you up. Thank you. Yeah. And let me tell you, if the nose goes to sleep, oh boy. If you neora yashen or yashen in neora, that's the end of you. Nimoko lechlo. That's, you know, these breathing, the sleep apnea, you know, not a good idea. Tana. Im shneim yashenim or shneim naorim miyad meit. If both go the wrong direction, Rashi says either means they're both going to be that which is normally yashen is neor, and that which is neor is neor. It's then made for life. Tanya, Rav Yosi Aglili Omer Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftam. Shneimar Velibi Chalal Bekirbi. If someone is a tzadik gomor, his, as David HaMelech says, his lave, is that part of his lave which is the ra, is dead. It's chalal bekirbi. If I want to, I can completely rule over it. Rishaim are given over to the hands of their Yetzer Ra Shoftam. I think, says David HaMelech, that Pesh actually speaks to the Rasha. I sense this, that anytime he wants to respond to something, there's a little voice in his head that's saying, nah, don't think about that. No, you're going to mess up your life. Nah, keep having fun. Beinoniim are torn. Apparently, he has two shoftim in charge of him. Oh, my Rava, that's people like me. Keep going, Anu Beinonim. I'm like, oh, what the heck? If that's you, we might as well just commit suicide now, right? So, Lo Shavik Mar Chai Vachol Biria. I mean, if you're a Beinoni, so we might as well give up. V'yomar Rava, Lo Yivriyam El Rishi Gemurim El Tzadiki Gemurim. The world is only usable by Tzadiki Gemurim or Rishayim Gemurim. Also, the Gemara talks about this one. Close the window over there from the smell. Yeah.
This one too?
We'll see. Is it better now?
Better. If you open the window, will that light go off?
It's the smell. It didn't like the smell. So, but here, some learn, this doesn't have that continuation, some learn that it means Olam Hazeh was only created either for Rishayim Gemurim or Tzadikim Gemurim because everybody else is torn. They don't have any fun in life. You know, like that story I told you about the guy who was over, like, he became a Rusamet after the war, you know, telling me all the learning that we did together back in Novartek didn't mean anything. Did every Yisr in the Torah, of course it meant something. I didn't have a minute of fun. So there's no point in Olam Hazeh. So either you have to completely give yourself over, you have to completely take yourself out of it. Omar Rava, the Marshal learns that this Omar Rava is a response to what Abaya said before, that, you know, if you're a Beinoni, so we're all useless. So Rava says, listen, Leida Inish Benafshim, Tzadik Gomuru Imlav. This is not a game. A person has to know himself well enough to know if he's really a Tzadik Gomer or not. I'm telling you I'm the Beinoni. What are you making fun of me? Omar Rav, Lo Ivri Amel La'achav Ben Omri, Lo Reb Chanina Ben Deisa. La'achav Ben Omri is Olam Hazeh. So Mameli was given a fantastic time in Olam Hazeh, riches, children, and Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa had no chelik in Olam Haba. Is given Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh, is given Olam Haba. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokeich atani Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Does this make sense? I mean, you only have to say one. What is more important, your money or your nefesh? So why does it have to say both? B'chol nafshecha. So if it says b'chol nafshecha, means Torah has told us that b'chol nafshecha is what we're demanding of you. So then why bother mentioning the money? So obviously, if it's b'chol nafshecha, so then the money. And if you're telling me that, well, money is more difficult, so then fine. Imnemar b'chol miyodecha. So lamar namar b'chol nafshecha. Because different people value different things. Elim yeshcha adam shegufo chaviv alav mimemono. So kach nemar b'chol nafshecha. There's some people who care more about their body than they do about their money. There's people who care more about their money. Whatever it is that you care about that is most chaviv to you, you have to be willing to give up. Rabbi Akiva Omer, b'chol nafshecha. What?
To give up as a sign of love.
To give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're being put into that situation. Rechol Navshcha means even Rishah, that is Neutel, it's Navshcha, you have to give yourself over with all your heart. V'yahavta. Tanu Rabbanan, that actually was the way that Rabbi Akiva acted, because Pa'am Achat, it was the terrible Gezerah, Malchus HaRishah, Sholeyasku Yisrael B'Torah, Bob Papa's Ben Yehuda, and he finds Rabbi Akiva sitting there being Mako Kilos Berabim, Isaac B'Torah, he says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, Yata B'Tiarem Yipnei Malchut, אמר לו, הם שולח למשל, למה אדם ודומה? לשואל שהיה מעליך אגב הנער. Here you have this fox walking along the river, ראה דגים שהיו מתקפצים ממקום למקום. These schools of fish are jumping from one place to another. אמר להם, what's the big deal here? מבני מה אתם בורחים? אמרו לו, oh, בבני רשתות שמבין עלינו בני אדם. It's a disaster down here, very dangerous. אמר להם, so the fox says to them, listen, רצונכם שתעלו ליבשה, We all used to be aquatic. You know, I've made my way out to the Yabasha. Things are tough down there. Why don't you join me? And you'll have a better life. Amrulo, very funny. What do you think? You're supposed to be Mr. Fox. Richie! Lo pikeach ata, lo tifesh ata. Ma, b'makom chayotenu anu mityareinu, in the place where we find ourselves perfectly at home, that's where we're frightened. Makom mitateinu, alachat kama v'kama, that's all we need. So we're the same thing, says Rabbi Akiva, v'anachnu achshav anu yoshvim v'oskim b'Torah. The Torah katuv b'kicha yecha v'yorach yamecha, kach, we're still frightened. Se'im anu achim uved mevadli mimena. What are you, crazy? Alachat kama v'kama. אמרו, they say that לא היו ימים מועטים עד שתפסו לרבי עקיבא וחפשו בבית היסורים, and at the same time they dragged in Papas Ben Yehuda for some kind of tax violation וחפשו אצלו. Says רבי עקיבא, Papas, who brought you here? אמר, אוי, אשריך רבי עקיבא, at least you're here for a good reason. נתפס על דברי תורה. אוי לו לפפוס, is here for nothing. Nitvas advarim b'teilim. If they're going to kill you, you might as well get something out of it. This is a disaster. B'sha'ashu tziu et Rabbi Akiva la'arigaz man kriyat shmaya v'yu sorkinet b'saro b'masrikot shel barzel. And just like he said, afilo notelet nafshecha, Moser said, afilo b'sha'ashu notelet nafshecha, he was mekabel alav malchut shamayim, the way he went in kriyat shma. Amru lo tamidav rabbeinu ad kan. אמר להם כל ימי הייתי מצטער על פסוק זה בכל נפשך ואפילו נוטל את נשמתך. And I would say to myself, מתי יבוא לידי והקיימנה? עכשיו שבא לידי לא הקיימנה, what do you agree? I have nothing else on my mind. This is what I realize now I always wanted in my life. והוא ימעריך באחד עד שיצתה נשמתו באחד. יצתה בקו ואמרה אשריך רבי עקיבא שיצאה נשמתך באחד. אמרו מלאכי השרת לבני הקדוש ברוך הוא, this is outrageous. זו תורה וזו זכרה, וזה נצא ממסים ידך השם, מפסים מחלת חלקם, man like this should die in your arms, not in Romans. אמר להם, he continued the פוסק, it says חלקם בחיים, this led him into עולם הבא, יצתה בקול ואמרה אשריך רבי עקיבא, שאתה מזומן לחיי העולם הבא. Shall we continue, or is everybody in a rush to be mobbed in at home? Hello?
There's a ladder situation.
A very serious rush, or? So 5 minutes will be damaging to you?
If I don't stay for Mark, I won't. If I stay for Mark, I can leave. I don't have to stay for
Mark. Where's the gift?
Finally, someone else.
That's in Menachon. Okay. We could just do a little bit more tomorrow. Anyway, tomorrow's sugya goes on to the next stop, really.